a part of the building where you store grain.
That's your grain bin.
What do you call the upper part of the barn?
That's up in the loft.
And are there other places where you might store hay in a barn?
In vacant stalls, if you're not using.
If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
Put in a stack.
Could you tell me a little about that, or the shape, how it's done?
Yes, just you put you up a pole, put up a tall pole, and put that put straw, and then you put you some one by tens or probably four by fours, something like that, around, and then you put some just enough of planks around over that. That keeps your hay up off the ground.
Oh, I see.
And then you start right on top of that, then, and then you just keep taking your hay right on up into a kind of a round tuber-like shape. And you get it on up to where you can cap it over. And some of them gets up pretty tall, pretty tall. You can make them as big as you want to.
Now, how do you
cap it? Well, now, you take when you get on up here at the top, you see, when you're taking it on up flat, but when you get up here to the turn as capping it, well, then you have to point it up, you know, like if you're going to put a roof on a house, all the way around it, and that would point it up so that it would shed the water off of it. When the water hit it, well, it, instead of going on down into the hay, well, it would slip off of it and keep the hay dry.
Well, how do you manage to do it so that when it rains, you don't have a lot of rotten hay?
Well, now some people will use it by the means of a tarpaulin on the top of it. A big tarpaulin and tie it down good so that the wind won't get under it too easily and blow it off.
But how about those that don't?
Well, now, the ones that don't, now, you can take and make it real real steep. Say like if you will leave about 2 foot of your pole sticking out from the top of your stack. And then you would start in by just making a smaller tuber stack on up to the top of the pole. And then you would go to working it out into a into a roof style rack, so that it would be up steep up at the top. And then when water hits it, it won't settle at all. It just runs on off.
Oh, I see. What do you call it? Something for storing hay in it. It's got four poles and a sliding roof. I think you put it down in between.
That's you mean that you a manger?
No, that you kind of store.
You store it in? That would be a hay. Now wait a minute. That would be a I've heard that word used. Put hay in like that in a four hold thing. I don't know what terms it would be used on. Now, it would be just a storage for the hay, or see, we have a crib for the corn, a corn crib, and then we could put up four poles, and you could still stack hay in between those four poles.
What is it called, a hay?
Hay stack.
Okay. Or have you ever heard the term hay barrel?
Yeah, there's hay. Yeah, I forgot about that. Hay barracks. That's they can put your poles up to keep your hay up off the ground. Now they fix it like that so that they can put a tarpaulin over the top of it.
But now what's they're four poles with no sides.